ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नाष्टभयेष्टभदेश नित्यं भगवद् सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवदिनाष्टिकीम् एते चंसा कलापुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियार्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदयान्ते युगे युगे नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामदुःखसमनस्तं नमामि हरिं परम् निगमकल्पातरोर्गदं फलं सुखमुकदं मृतदिवसंमृतं विविधभक्तं रासमालयं मुहुरोराशिकभो विभावुकः. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 8th chapter, text number 14 and 15. So text number 15 is written? Which 14. Okay, so we'll read text number 14 and then together, and then text number 15 I will also read and the purport, because there's only a small purport to text number 14. Prag ayam vasudevasya kvachit jatastavat majaha vasudeva iti shraman abhigya samprachakshate. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. For many reasons, this beautiful son of yours sometimes appeared previously as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, those who are learned sometimes call this child Vasudev. Purport. Gagamuni indirectly disclosed. This child was originally born as a son of Vasudev, although he is acting as your child. Generally, he is your child, but sometimes he is a son of Vasudev. Text number 15, I will read, and translation purport also. Bhavani santi namani rupani cha sutasyate guna karmanu karmanu rupani tanyaham vedano janaham. Translation. For this son of yours, there are many forms and names according to his transcendental qualities and activities. These are known to me, but people in general do not understand them. Purport. Bahuni, the Lord has many names. Advaitam achutam anadim anantarupam madhyam purana purusham navayovanam cha, as stated in the Brahma Samhita. The Lord is one, but he has many forms and many names. It was not that because Garga Muni gave the child the name Krishna that this was his only name. He has other names such as Bhakta Vatsal, Giridhari, Govinda and Gopal. If you analyze the Nirukti or semantic derivation of the word Krishna, we find that Na signifies that he stops the repetition of birth and death. And Krish means Sat Artha or existence. Krishna is the whole existence. Also Krish means attractant and Na means Anand or bliss. Krishna is known as Mukunda because he wants to give everyone spiritual, eternal, blissful life. Unfortunately, because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna. This is the material disease. Nonetheless, because Krishna wants to give transcendental bliss to the living entities, he appears in various forms. Therefore, he is called Krishna. Because Garga Mumuni was an astrologer, he knew what others did not know. Yet Krishna has so many names that even Garga Mumuni did not know them all. It is to be concluded that Krishna, according to his transcendental activities, has many forms and many names. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshodan Militam Yanam Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Chaitanyamana Bestam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sabadantikam Bandeyam Sri Guru Sri Yodhavada Gamalan Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Jari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Nama Eva Kevalam Kaulam Nastiva 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 Gattiranyatam So here Garga Muni is speaking to Nanda Maharaj about Krishna. In text number 14 is mentioning to Nanda Baba that your son has also appeared previously as the son of Vasudeva, and therefore abhigya, those who are learned, the learned persons, they will also call him as Vasudev, the son of Vasudev. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is explaining that Garga Muni is disclosing that actually your child was born as the son of Vasudev, although he's acting as your child. So generally he's your child, but sometimes he's the son of Vasudev. So he was not disclosing openly or openly explaining what happened. And the common man actually does not understand. Like even now, most probably, the majority of the persons in Bharatvarsha, even devotees, they do not know exactly about Krishna's janma karma chamedibhyam, about Krishna's janma, Krishna's birth or appearance, and Krishna's activities, Krishna's leelas, Krishna's pastimes, which are all dibhya, transcendental. But no one who knows this properly, actually he can become liberated. Vetiman tatvataha, one who knows in truth, who properly knows, he doesn't have to take birth again. So it is important to acquire transcendental knowledge from the spiritual master, from the advanced devotees, So, but not only knowledge, but we should understand the conclusion of the scriptures, the Siddhanta. And then we should also be, especially if we want to enter the Golok, we should be hearing from the advanced devotees, the Rasik Vaishnavas, the devotees who are established in their relationship with Krishna. And by hearing from them about Rasa Tattva, the transcendental subject matters, then we can properly do our devotional service and come to the highest stage of pure devotional service. So here, actually the Acharyas have explained, and even Prabhupada has mentioned, that Krishna, he appeared simultaneously as the son of Vasudev, as the son of Krishna. But that is not disclosed to everyone, because not everyone can immediately understand this transcendental subject matter. Only those who are properly engaged in devotional service, they may understand. Those who have acquired the transcendental intelligence, Sada Buddhi, they can understand this fact in the association of the advanced devotees. It is an accepted fact amongst the Abhigya, the learned devotees, that Vasudev Krishna appeared as the son of Vasudev and Devaki. At the same time, Yashoda Nandan, Gopinath, Nandanandan appeared as the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. At the same time, that has been explained. And then, as we know, Vasudev, the father of Vasudev Krishna, he brought his child to Gokul and put him there and took the little girl which had appeared after Krishna appeared, Yogamaya, and took her back to the prison. And it is mentioned that Vasudev Krishna, the son of Vasudev and Devaki, that was also not even seen by Vasudev and neither by Maria Yashoda, because she was after Krishna and Yogamaya appeared, so she was extremely tired transcendentally by the transcendentals, by the Lord's transcendental arrangement, and so she was not aware what happened. She did not see Vasudev coming, because it was night time, also nobody else saw. And then so Vasudev Krishna merged into Yashoda Nandan. And then Krishna performed these wonderful pastimes and Maria Yashoda Nanda Baba, they believed, and it is a fact, that Krishna is their son. Whereas Vasudeva and Devaki, they were confident that actually the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba is our child. And it is also true, because Vasudev Krishna merged into Yashoda Nandan. So that is possible to understand by the devotees, by the Lord's mercy. So Krishna is the source of everything, of all spiritual material worlds, of all the incarnations of the Lord. Everything is included in Krishna. Everything is coming from Krishna. But only the devotees who are fortunate, they can understand this fact. So in text number 15, Garga Muni is further explaining, Bahuni Santi Namani. Bahuni, there are many, bahut, many names are there of this son of yours, referring to Krishna. According to his qualities and according to his activities, according to his relationships. And we can see in the scriptures, so that is explained. For example, Gopal Sahasranam is there, the thousand names of Gopal. And then of course, there are also Ashtotara Nama, 108 names of Krishna are mentioned in the scriptures, revealed by the acharyas. So giving the different names of the Lord, and of course Prabhupada is explaining also that not only Garga Muni is explaining, but other great personalities like Lord Brahma, the creator, secondary creator of this world, being inspired by the Lord. In the Brahma Samhita he has mentioned Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, Adyam Purana Purusham Navayonam Cha, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So that there are many forms of the Lord, and they're all referring to Govinda, who is the Adi Purush, the original personality of Godhead. And I worship Bhajami, that Govinda, that Krishna, who is known as Advaita, Achyuta. And many more names are there, as Prabhupada is explaining. Giridhari, because he was lifting Govardhan Hill, or Govardhan Dhari. Gopal, he's taking care of the cows, and therefore he's known as Gopal, giving pleasure to the senses, Govinda. Bhakta Vatsala, very merciful to the devotees. Madhav, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the beloved of Srimati Radharani, Radhakant, the lord of Srimati Radharani. Unlimited names are there practically. Mukunda, the giver of liberation. So by chanting all these names, one becomes purified and one can experience transcendental bliss. And of course, we may chant so many mantras, but especially Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come to give the Maha Mantra, the gateless mantra, that is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. So here in this Maha Mantra, the names of Krishna there. Hari, that refers to Krishna also. Vigyaptam, that is by Gopal Guru, disciple of Vakreshwa Pandit, great devotees of Mahaprabhu, he has given explanation. And others have also given explanation of the names in the Maha Mantra. Vigyapta Bhagavatam Chidgananda Vigraham Harati Avidyatat Karyam Ato Harir Iti Smritaha. So Hari Smrita, we remember Hari, referring to Krishna. Harati avidya tat karyam, what is his activity? Krishna's or Hari's, Krishna Hari, Gaura Hari, Shama Hari, taking the avidya, the ignorance, away from the sadhakas, from the devotees' consciousness, so that they may perceive then the Supreme Lord in their hearts. So, and then Chidgananda Vigraham. So his form is transcendental, chinmay, it is eternal, conscious, full of knowledge. He's the source of all knowledge, he knows everything, past, present and future. Therefore he's known as Trikalagya. Ganananda, Ananda is the source of Paramananda, the greatest bliss. And Ghan, that means actually condensed bliss, condensed knowledge. So the essence of all, Krishna is the essence, the quintessence of everything. And the embodiment of the highest bliss, the highest knowledge, most beautiful. Of course then different explanations are there also of Hare. But first let me explain also about Krishna, as explained here by Prabhupada. If we analyze according to Nirukti or the actually Sanskrit semantic derivation, what is the meaning of the word Krishna? So actually many meanings may be there. Krishna may also just mean black, dark. So, but here Prabhupada is explaining according to Nirukti, the Sanskrit definition, or some of them he has mentioned, not all of them. Dana signifies that he stops the repetition of birth and death. Na, not. He stops the repetition of birth and death. జాయతి జాయతి నామనందు రూపంబురారి విరమిత నిజ ధర్మ ధ్యాన పుజార్యాతం కథమపి సకృదత్తం ముక్తినం పరమమృతం ఏకనం జీవనం భూషణం మే. దట్ ఈస్ అ వర్స్ ఇన్ గ్లోరిఫికేషన్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ నామ్ బై సనాతన్ గోస్వామి గివెన్ ఇన్ భజన్ రహస్య. సో ది డివోటీస్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ రిస్పెక్టింగ్ కృష్ణ నామ్ అండ్ ఆఫ్ కోర్స్ being no different from Krishna, and they are wearing and they are seeing that just like their ornament, an ornament, Krishna Naam, they're ornamented by the chanting of the holy names, they become beautiful. Jayati Jayati Namananda Rupam, all glories to Krishna Naam, Namananda Rupam, again here also, the source of all transcendental bliss. And killing Murare, killing all the demons, and then viramit, so stopping, viram dena, giving a stop to the cycle of birth and death by chanting Krishna Naam, then the cycle of birth and death is stopped. If we realize Krishna and our Swarup as eternal servants of Krishna, then there's no more birth and no death. But for this we must know Krishna in truth. As explained, janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tatvataha. Then Purna Jayamana Yoveti to Tattva Tyatva Dhyam Purna Janma Naiti Mamiti Swajuna. So after giving up the body, then we don't have to take birth again. Then we can join the pastimes of Krishna, first in one of the universes, and then automatically also will be transferred to the highest realm, Golok Vrindavan. So na means not, and means to stop the cycle of birth and death. Kris means Sat-Tartha, existence, Sat, Sat-Chidananda Vigraha, that which has existence, that is Sat, Sat-Chidananda Vigraha, the existence potency. Of course, also Balaram is explained to be the existence potency, Sandini Shakti, but Krishna is the source of everything, is the source of Balaram ultimately also. So existence, without Krishna there is no existence, without Balaram there is no existence, and without Srimati Radharani there is no bliss. Of course Krishna is a source of transcendental bliss also, but then separately the or non-different, and the existence potency is there, Srimati Radharani. That is one explanation. Sat-tat means existence, Krishna is the whole existence. Again, further Prabhupada is explaining, Kris means attraction, Kris, akarshan, to attract. Krishna is, because he's most beautiful and is endowed with all transcendental qualities, unlimited qualities. But especially four qualities are only in his personality. His Rupa Madhurya is beautiful, transcendental form, Tribang Lalit Shyama Sundar, bent in three places and playing the flute. Vamsidhari, and then Chikipichi Mouli is having a peacock feather in his crown or in the turban or in the top knot. Sometimes we see the deities, Krishna Balaram, you see the beautiful hair, and the pujari is putting just some necklace, pearl necklace around, and they make a top knot and a garland, and then there's a peacock feather there. And today or sometimes Mahaprabhu also. And today we can see those who have taken darshan, and those who can still remember Gonitai, you can see. Today no crown for Gonitai, no turban, no pagari. But you can see there's a simply garland there, and then a little bit you can see the hairs. Also top knot is there, that is explained also in the scriptures. Sometimes Mahaprabhu is just like that, in the highest realm, in Shvetadip, Navadip. And he's not different from Krishna, also most beautiful. Param Purush, Purushottam, Swayam Bhagavan. So most beautiful form of the Lord. And Na also means Ananda, bliss. As explained, is the source of all bliss. So Krishna means also dark or blackish, Shyam Sundar. So many explanations may there of this. Transcendental names of the Lord, and so being non-different from the Lord. So Krishna is the source of all qualities. Sar Aishwarya Purna Bhagavan. He has all opulences. All qualities are in Him. Everything is coming from Him. And so, also Gopal Guru has explained, Ananda Ekasuka Swami Shama Kamala Lochana Gokulananda Nandanandana Krishna Iriyate. That Ananda Ekasuka Swami, so is the Lord of all transcendental, and the Swami, the Lord of this transcendental bliss or happiness, Ananda and Sukh. So it's very similar. Ananda is of course bliss and Sukh is happiness. So, and of course we may also understand that He's the beloved, the Swami, Nath of Srimati Radharani, who is the pleasure potency. And then again in this verse, Shama Kamalochana, His name is Shama Sundar, His eyes are there just like lotus petals. Gokulananda, giving bliss to the inhabitants of Gokul, all of them. Even the animals, the birds, the plants, everyone is feeling transcendental bliss in the presence of Krishna. And Krishna is having this wonderful exchange with all the living entities in Braj, in Gokul, in Golok, and in Gokul in this world also. Nanda Nandana is known as the son of Nanda Baba. So that is the original form of Krishna. And Vasudev Krishna, that is the expanded form of Yashoda Nandan, Shama Sundar, Gopinath. And the meaning of Ram is explained also. Ram may refer to Balaram, may refer to, as Prabhupada one time was in South India, devotees were asking, what is the meaning of Ram in the Maha Mantra? And one, there were two sannyasis actually, one was saying that refers to Balaram, the other was saying, no, that refers to Ramachandra. So, of course, Prabhupada in the beginning, he quickly gave sannyas to the devotee disciples to push on the movement, to encourage them, and they were not so knowledgeable, some of them. So they did not know everything. They were still learning from Prabhupada. So they were arguing. And then they came to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, so they were presenting the case, Ram means Ramchandra and Ram means Balaram. Then Prabhupada said that Ram in the Maha Mantra can refer to Balaram, can refer to Ramachandra and to Parashuram also. And then they were quiet, okay. So they learned something more. Depends on the bhav, depends on the relationship with Krishna. The devotees in South India or even from Ayodhya, they chant the Maha Mantra, and when chant the Maha Mantra, they remember Ram. And they know that Krishna is no different from Ram. But mainly they remember Ram. So, but we as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we remember Krishna also by saying Ram. Unless one is in Vatsalya Bhav, in parental affection, then chanting the Maha Mantra, one will remember Krishna Balaram. Or if one is in Sakya Bhav, in the relationship of friends, or even the servants in Nanda Baba and in Krishna's house, so those who are in that mood, like Raktak, Patrak, and Krishna is our Lord, so they will see by chanting the Maha Mantra, they will remember Krishna Balaram. But those who are following Rupa Goswami, known as Rupanuk Vaishnavas, so they will see Krishna. That is explained by Gopal Guru. So Vaidakti Sara Sarvasvam Murti Liladi Daivatam Radhika Ramyam Nityam Rama Iti Abhidiyate. What is the meaning of Ram? Radhika Ramyam Nityam. Krishna, who is performing his pastimes, and Radhika Ramyam together with Srimati Radharani. So that is the meaning of Ram also. Therefore we have Radhika Raman, Radha Raman. So Krishna, who is enjoying the past in the forest of Vrindavan, performing his wonderful pastimes, and he's accompanied by Srimati Radharani, the gopis, who are at the bank of the Jamuna and performing Rasa Leela. So that is Radhika Raman, Radha Raman, Raman. So performing pastimes, wonderful pastimes. So, and then, so he's explaining, so Ram refers to Krishna, so he's performing pastimes with Srimati Radharani. So Vaidagni Sara Saravasvam. So he's the essence of all transcendental cleverness. And he's the all in all, Prananath, Ishtadev of all the Brijabhasis. And Murti Lila Adi Daivatam. He's known as Lileshwar also. He's the lord of all transcendental pastimes. Of course, Radharani, she's known as Lila Rani, performing wonderful pastimes. The transcendental divine couple. So he's the embodiment of all wonderful pastimes and loving exchange with his devotees. Prema Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, and which is unparalleled. All the other incarnations, the expansions of the Lord, they perform wonderful pastimes, but nothing equals to Krishna and his wonderful loving exchange and pastimes in Braj. So the devotees who are properly situated, abhigya, those who are learned, so they will understand this transcendental subject matters. But people, as explained here, but people in general do not understand them. So therefore it is required that we have the association of the devotees who are more advanced. Therefore we take shelter of the spiritual master. And the spiritual master is a representative of the Lord. Krishna Kripa Sri Murti is the embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. And so he's Tattva Darshana, he has realized, of course, he's mostly an associate of the Lord. So the spiritual master, and either coming directly for the spiritual world or having become perfect by following the perfect person. And so they have seen the truth, therefore they can give the truth to others also. And they are learned in the scriptures, tattvavit, they know Shastra. They know the conclusions of the scriptures. Siddhantavit, what is the conclusion of the scriptures? And especially then in order to enter the realm of Braj, so then they will be also knowing about the transcendental mellows of the loving exchange of Krishna with his associates. And that is the highest form of devotional service that is in Braj. And so these devotees are known as Rasa Tattvavit, Rasik Vaishnav, or Bhavuk Vaishnav, who are transcendentally situated in their loving relationship with Krishna, exchanging transcendental emotions, and Ras is their transcendental mellow, which is most wonderful and most sweet. So because they are properly established on the transcendental realm in relationship with Krishna, so they can give these transcendental mellows to the deserving disciples, followers. Of course, the spiritual master has to be expert, and first of all, he will tell to the beginners to follow the process of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, following the rules and the regulations. And first of all, we have to understand that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, that we are not this body, that we are spirit soul, and that we actually belong to the spirit world, that we have a relationship with Krishna, eternal relationship, but being in the material world, it is forgotten. So we have to take shelter of the spirit master, and by his mercy, he will guide us, he will help us, so that we can advance from that platform and properly engage in devotional service, abhideya gyan, and then eventually we can enter into the higher realm of devotional service, the spontaneous platform, if we are meant to go to Golok, and then we can come to the platform of Prayojan Gyan, when the transcendental relationship is realized. And Prayojan means the necessity, that is ultimately the necessity to realize our relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. So it is a gradual process, and it will take some time. So mostly the devotees, the followers of Rupa Goswami in our Sampradaya. So they are most fortunate to be able to go to the highest rank, Golok, in the highest relationship, but all of them. There are also some friends of Krishna, and there may also be some Vaikuntha Bhaktas who are joining the society, some devotees of Ramchandra Bhagavan also. And so all these names, even of the different incarnations, Vishnu means all-pervading. That refers to Krishna also. Vishnu is the name of Krishna also. Means all-pervading. Or Narayan. So because everything is emanating from Krishna, so these names, Madhusudan, Keshav, or maybe also names of the Vishnu Murtis, but these are also names of Krishna. And because all of them are actually included in Krishna. So Prabhupada has mentioned at one place that actually the spiritual realm, Golok, of course it is mentioned in scriptures, Krishna Loka is the highest planet, which is divided in four, Dwarka, Mathura, and then Chaitanya Navadip, and then Golok. Golok is the highest realm and most big place, the highest place. It is mentioned by Prabhupada. Prabhupada mentioned himself that all the spiritual planets together and all the material planets, the material universes, all of them together, they do not equal to Golok. All the spiritual planets together, they do not, and the material planets which are insignificant, Ekpad Vibhuti, just one third, just to give some description of the Lord's creation. And the spiritual realm is known as Tripad Vibhuti. But even that Tripad Vibhuti is just insignificant. The Vaikuntha planet are just very insignificant part of the spiritual world. Golok, that is the highest realm. And all the other planets, the not even equaling to Golok. And we can understand that Mathura and Dwarka, just they are just outside Golok. And there may be Puri also there, and there is a place where Radha Krishna there in Swakya Bhav, which some do in other sampradaya, like the Nibarka sampradaya, or so they are aspiring for Swakya Bhav, where Radha Krishna never separated. So apparently it's a place just outside of Golok, which they may go to. But Golok is the highest realm, most accomplished, and most inhabitants are there in Golok. So we are most fortunate, we have the opportunity by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by Radha Krishna's mercy, and by the mercy of the Acharyas, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If we are nicely engaged in devotional activities, if we are very serious and sincere, and if we take shelter of the advanced devotees, then we can nicely advance, and there's a good chance to become perfect in this one lifetime, and then enter the pastimes of the Lord in Golok, which is the goal of life. Hare Krishna. So any question? Yes, one question. Yes. Yeah, Krishna is the cause of all causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchananda Vigraha. Yes.
But here one word is coming from our process. Unfortunately, because of the living entities living with independence, the living entity wants to reprogram the program of Krishna.
Yes.
Tiny living entity can reprogram Krishna's program?
No, no, no. So Prabhuji is asking that Prabhupada is writing, unfortunately because of the living entity's little independence, the living entity wants to deprogram the program of Krishna. So it is in this, what is called, Prabhupada has mentioned deprogram here, but we have to understand what Prabhupada wants to say. So the living entities, they are trying to deprogram, so to say, to have another program, to disturb Krishna's program, Krishna's plan. But it is not possible. This is foolishness. And we can understand that Prabhupada is is mentioning actually also that they want to deprogram, which is not possible. Therefore, he's writing unfortunately. But because they're living entity, they have some independence, and those who are misusing the independence, so then they are actually not properly situated, and they have material intelligence, and there are three kinds of material intelligence. Material intelligence in the mode of goodness, in passion and ignorance. So, but even if they are like many, they have so many philosophies they present, because they may be situated in some, to some extent in a mode of goodness, so they have some intelligence, and they give so many presentations, and they try to say that God has no, that there is no God, or God has no form, and they have their own understanding of the creation of this world, which is wrong, which is not correct. So in this way, Prabhupada is saying they want to deprogram the program of Krishna. So because they are misusing their independence, the living entity has a little independence, that is a choice either to surrender to Krishna or to be independent of Krishna. But still they cannot really be independent of Krishna, it is not possible. No, one can never be independent of Krishna, not possible. But if one is trying to surrender to Krishna, then one is properly situated. If one is trying to be independent, it is not possible, because everything is included in Krishna. And the jiva, by nature, is always connected to Krishna. He's never disconnected. Only because of ignorance, the living entity thinks is has nothing to do with God. There's no God. That is his foolishness. But they are not, and so, and they think they are independent, they can do whatever they want, but it's not possible. No. Even in the material world, you cannot stop death, disease, old age. They cannot stop. And that is Krishna's program in the material world. One who's taking birth is growing, getting old, and is getting diseased and has to die in the material world. So that is the program here, and they cannot stop it. Not possible. So that is their misfortune. They are not fortunate, they are unfortunate. So they can do nothing. Even they are very powerful, but they are very insignificant, totally insignificant, the living entities. Even they may be powerful, even like previously, but in comparison to Krishna, they are totally insignificant. So there's no question of deprogramming the program of Krishna. Not possible. In the material world, many people, they make a computer program, and then some people are there, they're trying to disturb that. The program of some person, they may have some program, they want to disturb the program. And I'm not so expert, but I heard of that hacking or whatever. I'm not so expert, but they can deprogram somebody else's program, but they cannot deprogram Krishna's program. They cannot hack Krishna's program. They cannot disturb Krishna's program. Not possible. Okay? Hare Krishna. So we stop here. Grantra Chimar Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.